on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An economist says he believes the collapse of Itala is due to mismanagement.
This is just another example of a state-owned enterprise that has been mismanaged and has been run into the ground. And of course, the taxpayer will have to stand in for that. So this is just another state asset that has been mismanaged. And I've got a suspicion that that is perhaps the most important reason why this bank went under, because people were appointed that were not simply up to do their job.
The Prudential Authority has approached the Pietermaritzburg High Court to apply for Itala to be provisionally liquidated. It's after an investigation found that the state-owned entity, which operates primarily in rural areas, was technically and legally insolvent. Itala has over 250,000 depositors, and KZN Treasury has assured that the government will work to protect their funds. Davi Ruot, the chief economist at the Efficient Group, says government should let the private sector run state-owned entities.
The private sector is just better at doing these kind of things. We can see most other state-owned enterprises in South Africa are also very, very deep in trouble because they are ultimately under control of politicians. So to prevent something from this happening again is do not open another state bank, firstly, and secondly, try to sell the existing state assets, and it's unlikely to happen again.
Residents in northern Durban say they are living in constant fear after a series of murders in their community. In Interzuma, the bodies of three men were discovered yesterday. They had been shot near a tavern. On Friday, five men were hacked to death in the Bambai area of Inanda. 12 people have been arrested and will appear in court tomorrow. The motive behind both killings is unknown at this stage. Thando Mhlongo from Inanda says there's been a surge of violence in the area.
What happened in Bambai was tragic, you know, and it was close to home. And quite recently, we're hearing about these incidents that have been happening around Inanda. We've also learned about the recent incident of the young lady that was murdered in Amawodi as well, all happening in Inanda.
And in West Africa, at least 70 people have been killed and many more injured in northern Nigeria. It's after a petrol tanker truck overturned and exploded. The country's National Emergency Agency said the accident follows a similar blast that killed 147 people last year. And South Korea's detained president is calling for calm after some of his supporters stormed a court building and smashed windows. Yoon Suk-yeol's lawyers say he's asking his backers to express their opinions in a peaceful way while also telling police to show tolerance. His arrest was confirmed yesterday over his short-lived attempt to impose military rule in the country last month. Your top story this hour, an economist says he believes the collapse of Itala is due to mismanagement. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyalm.